Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I want to talk with our Kansas dairy farmers about summertime and milk fat depression. As we look at the summer, a lot of times we see milk fat percentage drop by maybe as much as 0.2 to 0.4%. Some of the things that the cow does to try to reduce her heat load is she actually starts to sort the diet. She will consume more grain and leave more of the forage in the bunk. So what can you do to combat that? Well, number one, you need to take a look at what the dry matter is of the TMR that you're feeding. If it's more than 50% dry matter, adding water is one of the key things that we do to try to reduce sorting. Second, we look at the length of the forage fiber. If the fiber is too long, that will increase the sorting. So if you have pieces of fiber in the bunk that are more than 4 inches, that's probably longer than what it needs to be and will likely increase the sorting that you might see. Some other things that you might consider to help your animal is feeding forages that have higher digestible NDF. Feeding those feeds that have a higher rate of NDF digestibility generally will help increase intakes during the summertime and increase the amount of energy that we have available for milk production. Some other things that we can consider adding to the diet would be byproducts such as corn gluten feed, particularly wet corn gluten feed, that has highly digestible NDF associated with it. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to start thinking about how they will combat milk fat depression in their dairy animals this summer.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.